आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट सेज ऑल रिफाइनरीज वर्किंग एट फुल कैपेसिटी एंड हैव एडिक्वेट इन्वेंट्री ऑफ क्रूड। यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स कैरीज आउट मैसिव बॉम्बिंग ऑन खारग इन ईरान, क्लेम्स टोटल ओब्लिटरेशन ऑफ एवरी मिलिट्री साइट ऑन द आइलैंड। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stones of projects worth 23,550 crore rupees in Silchar, Assam today. Opposition members submit notice to Parliament for removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. In chess, Mayank Chakrabarty becomes India's 94th and first ever Grandmaster from Northeast region. And in women's hockey, India storm into finals of FIH World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. The government has said that all refineries are working at 100% capacity and refineries have adequate inventory of crude. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts. She also said that there are 1.5 crore consumers of PNG and supply is being ensured for all.
There is currently no requirement to import petrol or diesel into India. All refineries are operating at full capacity and maintain adequate inventories of crude oil, with supplies being sustained without disruption. Therefore, there is no cause for concern or panic in the present situation.
On LPG, the Joint Secretary said that this is a matter of concern, but there is no dry out in any of the 25,000 distributors. She said 50 lakh cylinders are being delivered every day. Ms. Sharma urged people to not believe in rumours and to indulge in panic buying. She said action is being taken on black marketing and hoarding. She also said that domestic production of LPG has increased by 30%. Meanwhile, India has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods amid the current situation in West Asia. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian on Thursday and stressed on New Delhi's priority regarding the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that New Delhi prioritizes the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran. He also highlighted concerns over energy transit and security, reiterating India's consistent position that all issues should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy.
Overall, port operations across India remain stable. A standard operating procedure has been issued for all major ports and state maritime boards to proactively facilitate shipping lines and exporters through stakeholder coordination and time-bound grievance redressal. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead. In a Truth Social post, he said, just like Iran itself, those plans are now dead. Earlier, Trump said the U.S. Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharag Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. A report.
President Donald Trump said that the strike was carried out on his orders and asserted that it was one of the most powerful bombing raids in the region's history. He added that the United States deliberately avoided striking oil infrastructure on the island. He said that U.S. weapons are the most powerful and sophisticated that the world has ever known, but for the reasons of decency, he has chosen not to wipe out the oil infrastructure on the island. U.S. President also warned that the decision could change if shipping in the strategic Strait of Hormuz remains disrupted. Meanwhile, Iran continued to launch widespread missile and drone attacks on Israel and neighboring Gulf states and has effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's traded oil passes, even as US and Israeli warplanes pummel military and other targets across Iran. With Vishal's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Silchar in Assam today to lay foundation stones of various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister will perform the Bhumi Pujan for three projects today at Ambikapur in Silchar. These are Silchar High Speed Corridor at a projected cost of 22,864 crore. Silchar Town Flyover at a projected cost of approximately 565 crore and the Patharkandi Agriculture College at a projected cost of 122 crore. Following the Prime Minister visit, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will inaugurate the mini secretariat built for the people of Barak at Srikona. After that, at Mithapani in Dargakona, the Chief Minister will inaugurate the Assam Government's Urban and Housing Department's Convention Center. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is arriving on a visit to the state next Sunday to inaugurate the Pragjyotishpur Medical College. Shashwati Bhattacharji, Akashvani Silchar.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will visit Kolkata and he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will also address a political rally organized by the BJP. A large number of people have started coming to Kolkata from all districts of West Bengal. This marks the beginning of the political campaign of the BJP ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal. The Election Commission had already held election preparedness meetings in West Bengal a couple of days back in Kolkata. Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to address a rally in Moga district of Punjab today. Named as the Badlav Rally, it is being seen as the BJP's political push in the border state of Punjab ahead of the assembly elections next year. He is expected to arrive at the venue, village Killi Chala, in the afternoon to address the rally. Union Minister of State for Railways, Ravneet Singh Bittu, and senior state BJP leadership would be part of the rally. Large-scale security arrangements have been made for the visit. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI Newslets. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status. I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even art students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Opposition members of Parliament, including TMC, have submitted notices to both the Houses of Parliament seeking a motion for the removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Sources said the secretariats of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will examine the format of the notices. Reacting to it, Union Minister S.P. Singh Baghel said that the notice submitted by the TMC reflects that they have no faith in constitutional institutions and democracy. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Baghel accused the opposition of tarnishing the image of constitutional institutions.
Chief Election Commissioner ke khilaf,
regarding the notice to remove the Chief Election Commissioner, parties such as the RJD, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Congress and their allies have been making statements against constitutional bodies. Once again, they have demonstrated a disregard for the constitution and democratic institutions.
TMC MP Shaugat Roy said the notice submitted by his party is in accordance with the law. He alleged that during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, several names of the voters were removed from the electoral roll, which is not appropriate. In accordance to the Supreme Court's directive, the first supplementary voter list under special intensive revision or SIR in West Bengal is likely to be published next week. The Election Commission sources said that in the initial list, over 60 lakh names were put under review. However, around 15 lakh names have been already resolved. Those whose names do not appear in the supplementary list will have their cases heard by tribunals formed under the Supreme Court's order. The process of setting up these tribunals has begun and they're expected to start functioning by the end of next week. Taking into account the surge in passenger traffic and the convenience of devotees, the Jammu Railway Division of the Northern Railways has decided to extend the operational period of the special reserve train number 04081 and 04082, that is New Delhi Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. The decision has been taken in view of the large number of pilgrims expected to visit the shrine for darshan of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi during the auspicious occasion of Chaitra Navratri. History has been scripted for India on the 64 squares as Assam got its first ever chess grandmaster. International master Mayank Chakrabarty has achieved the final norm in Sweden to be the 94th grandmaster of India. 16-year-old international master Mayank Chakrabarty has officially secured his final grandmaster norm at the 8th GM tournament in Hotel Stockholm North in Sweden yesterday. Mayank dominated with a stellar performance, finishing first with 7 points out of 9. With this achievement, Mayank became the first ever grandmaster from Assam and the Northeast region. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Baliyogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete-led India will now face England in the final at 7:30 this evening. A report.
India started the match strong with a couple of strong circle entries. However, Italy eventually started attacking aggressively. In the 18th minute, India won the first penalty corner of the evening, but Navneet Kaur's shot on goal was stopped well by Italian goalkeeper Lucia Ines Caruso. In the early minutes of the second half, Italy launched a strong attack on goal as Emilia Munitis was through on goal, but India's goalkeeper Bichu Devi Kharibam came out and made a crucial save. In the 40th minute, India were awarded yet another penalty corner and this time they successfully converted it to break the deadlock. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh today. Heat wave conditions will also prevail over Jharkhand and Odisha for the day. The Met Department has predicted hot and humid weather over Kerala, Mahi, Konkan and Goa. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are likely to experience heavy rainfall. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Vidarbha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. Iran allowing Indian ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz and back home, this Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026 being introduced in the Lok Sabha are some of the important stories highlighted by the newspapers today. Hindustan Times writes, Iran allows two LPG ships to transit Hormuz to India, while the Pioneer's front page has many stories related to the conflict in West Asia. The top headline is, Government reassures cooking gas distribution is normal, while another story headline reads, Delhi engages Tehran to secure shipping lanes. The Hindu writes, Center sets aside 57,381 crore rupees to offset global headwinds. The Indian Express informs oil price rise. Market sinks 5% in a week, logs worst four-year weekly fall. The Hindu in its editorial writes that India must find sources of sustainable energy to curb inflation under the title Price Pressures. The editorial says that retail inflation in India quickened to a 10-month high of 3.2% in February 2026, largely driven by food inflation and precious metal prices. The rise is something that the government should take note of early, avoiding any complacency that might have crept in due to low inflation levels of the last year or so. The Times of India writes, Trans Bill drops self-perceived identity clause, while Hindustan Times headlines self-identification not part of new trans definition bill. And finally, don't have a pink Saheli card yet? No need to panic. Women can still travel free on buses, says Delhi Transport Corporation, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says all refineries working at full capacity and have adequate inventory of crude. United States carries out massive bombing on Kharag in Iran, claims total obliteration of every military site on the island. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lay foundation stones of projects worth 23,550 crore rupees in Silchar, Assam today. Opposition members submit notice to Parliament for removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. In chess, Mayank Chakrabarty becomes India's 94th and first ever grandmaster from the Northeast region. And in women's hockey, India stormed into finals of FIH World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.